So I'm an animal whisperer. I'm a trainer animal whisperer. We work with animals. We tame, we train, and we teach. And we teach humans, and we also have a cloud and identity identification system with automated registry for the animals if you'd like. You would be able to have services offer case studies and allow you to access subscription or membership shit up to case studies and subscription and up to case study and scientific research set systems for animals that we are sponsoring and that have management systems that have their own contracts, that have their own legal, that are being kept alive by themselves because they work, because they have their intrinsic value associated with their lives by having stacks of skills. These animals have skills, and this is how you develop the skills, and this is the core basics for all animals. All right, now there'll be a few more separations and expansions. Those are made for us. All right, those are made for them to communicate with us, but us, we had to change how we see the world because this is now a sentient system. So now them walking into the room, well, they could tell you this right away. You could ask them the right way. While we sit there and wait for the genetics to come in, see if it was his semen, see if it was his, but she was at a party with another guy when she passed out, you know, so and so and so and so. So we'll be able to separate his and hers and that, you know, and this and that, you get it? Or his. So that is a sense scenario, and that is a sensing system. Sensitivity specifics associated with the specifics of another of a person. Now, if the dog has insecurities in any of these, they can acknowledge that. Say, are you sure? Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. They say 100%. Cool. Yeah. So the animals are like. Intelligent. So here we are. This is the core of companions, connection, creation, and collection of tools and systems associated with the animals, integrity, ethics, morality, and also the integrity of a master over a student, with love, as if your own. Would you send your son into that, or would you find a better way? Most masters only have one. So I only usually have two or three sets of dogs. You know what I'm saying? But that's one. I have my one dog, my big boy. Nikki says he has a bad boy. You only have one person to sit with you. You know what I'm saying? And that one also helps. You can also, so now you can assign tasks to your animals, to your companions, to these companions that now have. So let's go and start with the tools. I use we have a whole core setup that's done with mechanical by hand trash garbage gilded garbage set systems that can be made by you having a bottle and having a can and having this and having that. This audio and audio assisted application on the phone is open source, open core. You help us design these things, guys. So what we're trying to do is make a multi-layered clicker. This multi-layered clicker or task will assign different tasks to different things. We also have the multi-layered clicker broken down into multi-layered settings and multi-layered visuals. So now we have different colors. So you have different colors. We have different colors and frequencies times audio. So we can do, instead of a whole bunch of people going click, 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 click at the same time, it just goes into audio. So it'll go into audio, sub-audible, and they'll have a sensitivity to it. So now we have, this is just a clicker. This is just the reason for the multi-layered clicker is so we can assign different tasks. So we can assign different scent scenarios. So a scent scenario, if I sit there and say, look for blood, look for body fluids of the person that's sick, they look for sick. If I'm looking for, say, look for blood, body fluid, and then I change that to a person that is a criminal or CSI that is a suspect, right? The difference between that would be, now we're just looking for body. We don't say a criminal or a suspect, but they also know that they may have to fight this person. They may also defend against it or run against it, run away from it. That's if you're in that situation. If you're looking for them, and that's the animal, and that's the animal, and being trained with the officers, and because we're also looking for the person, so that motherfucker can find them, and we can find them. We'll walk into this person's house, like right down the road, you know, the cousin's friend, and it's just like that, and that's how that shit is. They say 80% shit happened. Someone you know. All right, now we have animals that defend and secure and protect our people. We have birds that remember faces. So let's go ahead and start with the tools and the tools. So let's go ahead and start with the tools. We'll have a I have a wand. I have a micro wand, so like a small wand. Now, if I did it right, I'd have an antenna wand. Okay, so I have a walking stick. I got a walking stick. I got the staff. Yep, I got a staff. I got a cane that pops out of that too. And I also have two or three different walking sticks. Each one has its own special kingdom that it's assigned to. The general walking stick does all animals, but if you have a wood one or I have my bone set system, it can do subaquatic and aquatic systems. So I can talk to the fish real easy, and have a more mastermind clicker, a more quality type clicker. We have tools for teaching and training. Now we have the one set systems. Let's do these things that we do smart contracts. All the tools that are made are actually smart contract. Like they you can't change them. I mean, I guess you could change the exterior, but if you don't trust the witch that gave it to you, rub off the first layer. Rub off the first layer of that wax, and you'll go back to the barren bone of what it was dipped in. That's why you don't need the wax. That's why it's wax weighing. The dog can smell it. But you want the wax on it. That way you know that, hey, you know, that's natural. But the wax gets dirty, and that's why you have to remove a layer of wax, and then you can smell it again. But there's different layers. So this is when it says, hey, you got to give mama this medicine for this. Each one is assigned. So when it gets to number 20, she has to take this. When it gets to number 30, which is her diabetes, she has to take this. And that's what she does. So we have a abacus. We have a lazy Susan type system. We have a 1, 2, 3, 4, like a 4-set system that can do 4 animals at a time. So I do 1, 2, 3, 4, and give them a different scent, or I can give them all the same scent. So we'll all have the same scent, switch it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then they run back to the other thing and say, this is what I think it is, this is what I think it is. And each one has their own, and then it has the reward or the not. And see, remember, they're not hearing everybody else's shit, okay? Everybody has their own different thing, it just depends what we're doing with the systems and how they sync. But we don't have a lot of languages in between there. They're developing the language. So we have the dogs. We have the step-by-step instructional. We have cats. We have birds. We have fish. We do water. So I have my wand. I have my staff. I have my top hat. I have my top hat and my clothing line. My clothing line that is made for this kind of shit. Literally. Animal, you know, specific, you know, retardant, bite-proof specifics. Distractive set specific scenarios. Sponsored. Sponsored local Ascent AKC systems, and then also have the highest, you know, the best in county, best in state, so county fairs, having that with our locals, and having another 100,000, you know, another million dogs that are up to that are ready to go to across the world, and they've been trained, and all we're doing is they're not expensive. You supported them. What you're getting paid is in crypto, and we're buying crypto from this. And we're seeing. So now the story that you made is pretty refined. And your dog's fixing to shoot out to, you know, if he shoots out, you know what it is. Is that crypto's already shooting up? You know, so you know if the dog wants to go, the dog wants to go, and if the dog wants to go, yeah, it does. And we show the dog all the crypto, and it shows all the new scents and smells and all that. And do you like it here? Yes, I like it here. Ooh, yes, it smells good. Black people. Black people. Maybe not even notice that. Ooh, people. We all people. That's all it is. You all people. Uh-huh. Don't think nothing about it. So anyway, I know. I didn't worry about that. It's going to get sad when mama's done and sister's done. Alright. So the dog's taking care of us. Medical, medicinal, hardwares, softwares. So I have a wand that is electric. That has vibrate, that has a scent module, that has a puff, different layered, two or three different scent systems that we can inject and insert. I have pills, I have a pill set system, I have a needle drop. I have a layered needle drop that has an automated, so it's like you push it, doom. And then the dog knows, so it's like by the end of the week, your dog has, you already used all the scents up, but that dog knows what it is. And then you'll have a book of things, and the story begins like this. So now you have the story, you do the augmented reality, and you're hiding shit throughout your house, and then you have the little girl, she's like, and she was scared, and your house changes, And then your dog just stands out, and your dog is beautiful. Oh, he's a wolf and stuff like that. All that kind of cool stuff designed by the people. Uh-huh. And when your dog comes out, your dog's a fucking badass wolf and shit like that. And then please help me. And a little bit, so you're watching the story, the narrated story of augmented reality with an automated interactivity that has a customization for you and your animal for the skills that animal has. So it will be able to express its skills, use all its skills, and that now what started off as a needle syringe is now like a dot paper, as a dot paper. So it's like, you know, it's a dot on a paper, and you put that inside the set scenario set systems. And this is up to CSI standards. This is up to CSI standards with breath. So we also mimic people's breathing and the breath of that and all that kind of good stuff. All right, so this is set scenarios, specifics. This is set scenarios, standards for interactivities, and these are the products. Well, not the products. These are the hardwares to interact with just wildlife right now. This is my bird, and these are my wands. So this is, I haven't even built, but this is just for me to interact with them and food and audio. Food, light, and audio. So food, reward, light, audio. Reinforcement of audio and light to the food. Reinforcement audio and light layered to systems that they'll understand as a series when we start to play those story the games. Oh, then this and then they'll see how you're getting sicker and they don't like how you smell, how all your other stuff smells. So now I'm saying, what about her blood now? So when it smells that, and it's gonna start, the dog's gonna start putting those metrics. Uh-huh, the dog will be able to say that it's 10%, 5%, this percent, and the dog's doing all that kind of shit. By scent, and that now we have a video and audio. What is the scent of it, girl? She has gangrene, yes, and it's gonna be up to their mind for us to be able to see that. And the dog's just talking to the machine, and the dog's like the dog's 98% to 80% in the times of the olfactory and the application of the olfactory. The dog don't lie. It's cool. So, we don't spank our friends and buddies, and we don't beat them, and we love them, and we hold them, and we talk to them, and the machine talks to them, and teaches them more.